高考英语听力考试模拟试题三。第一段对话，回答第一题。
Who's on duty today?
I am, Mr. Wu. Today is Monday, and the day is October 23rd. Everybody is here.
第二段对话，回答第二题。
Can I try on this kind of clothes?
Sure. What size do you take?
第三段对话，回答第三题。
Now, what seems to be the trouble?
I've been very tired lately, and last night I had some chest pain.
第四段对话，回答第四题。
Hi, Tom.Where are you going?
To listen to a talk held in the teaching building.
A talk? By whom?
Dr. Smith from Zhongshan University.
Oh, you must have made a mistake. It's to be held tomorrow.
Oh, really? So today is Wednesday?
That's right.
第五段对话，回答第五题。
Sorry.The cafe is full now, but we can send it to you in 10 minutes.
That's good. Thank you.
第六段对话，回答第六至七题。
Hello. May I speak to Mrs. Brown?
Sorry. Mum isn't in. Who's that speaking?
John Smith. I work in the same school as your mother.Could you tell me when she'll be back?
I'm not sure. She left for the bank half an hour ago. Then she might go to the hospital. Shall I take a message for her?
All right. Please tell her to call me when she's back. I have something important to discuss with her. And my number is 855-33-299.
Okay, so that's...855-33-299.
That's correct. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
第七段独白，回答第八至十题。
Here are some interesting facts about whales. Whales live in water, but they're not fish. They have warm blood.And they breathe air through a hole in the top of their head. They can stay underwater for about an hour without breathing. There are two kinds of whales. One kind has a big mouth with teeth. Its mouth measures 4 meters in width. It can eat other large animals of the sea. This kind is called a killer whale.The other kind of whale is much larger than the killer whale. It has no teeth. Instead, it has rows of bones in its mouth. Small sea life is caught in these bones. These whales also have a very small throat. They cannot swallow anything larger than an apple.
第八段对话，回答第十一至十三题。
Will you go and see the film tonight?
When will it begin?
At 7:30. Shall we go together?
I'd love to, but I'm afraid I won't be able to. Someone will visit me at 8 o'clock.
You mean Bill?
Yes. I help him with his English every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. And this lasts for at least 1.5 hours.
I'm sorry you can't see the film. It's a really good one.
It's a great pity. I hope I can get another chance soon.
第九段独白，回答第十四至十七题。
Good morning, everyone. I wonder how much you know about the sea. Today, I'll talk about the sea. From the early times,The sea has been a place of secrets, a place of mysteries hidden from us by thousands of kilograms of water. The early Greeks sailed the ocean and they rowed about the seas. But since they could not dive deep into the waters, they could not uncover the secrets. And so the secrets remained. Many of them still remain, but today we have more ways to study the sea than the early Greeks. Scientists are learning about life in the sea and how it may improve life on land. The study of the sea plants and sea animals may help us to learn new ways of getting food. Scientists are searching the ocean floor for oil and gas deposits to keep our world running smoothly. And they are also learning how to not pollute the oceans, for if the sea dies, so does the earth. The sea may even become our home someday. People are studying ways of building cities on the ocean floors and make more room to live in an overcrowded world. Modern study was done at first by divers, but it was too dangerous for divers to keep diving and coming to the surface. A diver can be hurt by diving or rising faster than the body can adapt to change in pressure. Now, laboratories on the ocean floor are homes for months on end. Divers can work outside the water and return to the laboratories to eat and sleep. Little by little, we are solving the mysteries of the deep. Little by little, the sea is showing us how we can live a better life on land.
第十段独白，回答第十八至二十题。
The highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest, is about 8.9 kilometers above sea level. Many men have tried to climb this mountain, but without success. High winds, cold, and especially little oxygen have made this almost an impossible thing. It was not until 1953 that two men stood on the top. One was Edmund Hillary from New Zealand. The other was Fenzing Ngari from Nepal. They were members of a British expedition. They spent about 60 days finishing the whole climb.